It's like a Grand Theft Auto video game. The best way I can compare this enterprise to, that's Michigan Attorney General Dana Nessel describing the crimes, a prolific auto theft ring. Ties right in nicely with the promo you just heard about basically criminal tourism, where we are allowing, President Biden, allowing people into this country to do whatever they want. And many of them have chosen to break into our homes, not just in Oakland County, Wayne County, all over the place. Criminal enterprises that are sent here knowing that they can get away with this. And if they get caught, apparently not much trouble that they'll get into. Well, there's also a group, a huge auto theft ring that our Attorney General Dana Nessel was referring to, and they were busted last week. No one knows more about how this has affected the auto industry and dealerships as a group than Rod Elberts, the co-executive director of the Detroit Auto Dealers Association and the Detroit Auto Show, and Bob Weller, the Detroit Auto Dealers Association in-house legal counsel. Gentlemen, nice to have you with us. I am sorry to hear about this ridiculous problem that we have in the country, people breaking into homes, people stealing cars. Rod Elberts, in your 30 years at the head of the DADA, have you ever seen anything like it?
No, it's shocking. And as we stated in our comments, it's just brazen and bold on their part. And it's and they're very organized. So having this type of thing going on, as you mentioned, with what's going on with others coming in and these gangs coming in and coming into our homes, you know, they're going to do anything that's not going to show a great penalty to it or it's enforced to a great degree can open doors and bring more people into that fold of creating these crimes. So one way or the other, we have to get at the forefront of it. And I got Bob Weller has been working for my team that we have here. He's been out in the forefront of this and knows with the agencies, everything that's going on.
Good to talk to you, Paul.
Yeah, nice to talk to you, Bob. Tell us.
Sure. Well, you know, back in January and February, we had many dealers that were having these gangs show up. They're very organized, as Rod said. They will blast a stolen car right through a service door or a showroom glass door. They will then have four people bail out in masks and gloves and scour the dealership for keys and find some in some cases. In other cases, they use a computer to start cars. And it's not just in the Tri-County area, it's everywhere. And these are dangerous people because what we're finding is most of the crews that are out there right now, they're armed. They're finding guns in recovered vehicles. I believe that this is not a property crime. I believe that this is placing a tool in the hands of professional criminals to commit other acts. And you may recall recently we had the poor 11-year-old girl asleep at 3 o'clock in the morning in her bed on the east side and was tragically killed in a drive-by shooting. And that was utilizing a stolen car from a dealer here in the metro area.
Oh, my goodness. I did not hear that part of it. Really?
Yes, and the other one was we had a meeting here. We've got quite a program going. We had a meeting here, and Pete Lucido from Macomb County, the prosecutor, said, yeah, and let's not forget about the other lady who was T-boned in a high-speed chase on Van Dyke Avenue at 3:45 in the morning when she was on her way to work. So these are a kind of a waterfall crime that allows these gangs to complete these remarkably brazen thefts of vehicles. And we understand what's happening is the new cars that they're never going to be able to register these cars. So other criminals with a lot of money will pay $30,000 or $40,000 to buy these $125,000 hot cars, usually a Charger, a Challenger. The Chrysler dealers have all been hit very hard, and it's just been an absolute epidemic.
So the figure I have is over 400 vehicles worth approximately $8 million just in Southeast Michigan that have been stolen in this way from this obvious gang, this horrific auto theft ring. What can the dealers do to protect themselves? Are those cars insured when they're on their lot like that for this kind of burglary, this kind of crime?
Yes, the cars are insured, and the building is insured. And, of course, there's a tremendous amount of construction work to put your service door back together. And the problem with that is you make the claim, and, of course, your premiums go up the next year exponentially. And unfortunately, occasionally we've had dealers report that local police say, all right, well, here's your report, and call your insurance company. And that's pretty much all the follow-up. So what we've done is we've kind of rattled the cage of both law enforcement as well as the prosecutor's office, and we really are getting traction to try to stem the tide of what is clearly a real mess.
It is clearly a mess. Bob Weller, Detroit Auto Dealers Association, DADA, in-house legal counsel, and Rod Elberts. I know and love Rod, have known him for over 30 years as co-executive director of the Detroit Auto Dealers Association, co-director because they've announced who's going to replace Rod. And I know, Rod, you don't want to leave with this on the record. You want to clean this up before you go.
Yeah, these kind of things aren't supposed to happen in my last year, you know, Paul.
No, I know.
Yeah. And, you know, it's interesting. We've never had anything like it. But, and again, it's one of those that it's, it goes beyond just what we can do at the dealership here in Detroit or in the Tri-County area or statewide. It really goes all the way to Lansing with the legislature and getting laws in place and having some real teeth behind this and action that could be taken that will not just take care of these criminals and put them away, but also deter future activity, because if it's not enforced, you know, people just continue to be bold and brazen about what they do. So you're right. In my world, what I'm trying to do is leave it in a good place here in the DADA and with the dealers, and for all they're doing for their community with, you know, and providing cars and helping the Little League team. So, but my hope is we get this thing settled here in the next half a year, and it's been going on for 3 or 4 months now.
Yeah, it's because of the environment that has been allowed to happen. It starts at the top in Washington, but it's criminal tourism. They're coming into our homes. They're stealing the cars right off the dealer's lots. It has to end. But that means that when you do catch these people, they have to really, really regret ever doing what they did, so that other people who are doing what they're doing say, maybe this isn't worth it after all. But we don't do that. We have to. Rod Elberts,
well,
God bless you.
I have to commend Attorney General Nessel for charging these six guys last week out in Oakland County.
She stepped up. There's no question.
She did. And the main thing is that she charged them with a continuing criminal enterprise, which under the sentencing guidelines is very, very draconian. Yeah. They're looking at 20 to 30 years. So
good.
Yeah,
you know what I really liked when we did the press conference. She said she looked in the camera, says, "And if you're out there listening, I'm talking to you. You know, you better be listening, because." So that's great to hear, and that's what we need. That's the difference maker, and we got to take that all the way to Washington. With everything else that's going on in this world right now, we need to protect our own.
Well put, Rod Elberts, co-executive director, Detroit Auto Dealers Association, Detroit Auto Show, and Bob Weller, Detroit Auto Dealers Association in-house legal counsel. Keep up the good work, and thanks for the info, guys.
Thanks, Paul W.
Thanks a lot.
We continue on WJR.